Wade and I didn't coordinate on songs beforehand as far as my thoughts, but that might have been the perfect song for the thoughts that I had, at least portions of it. Because I want us to think a little bit about Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. This reads, "But God demonstrated His own love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." We've read these passages many times. This is, when we come to these remembrances, this is, at least for me, one of the kind of go-to passages. And such. But have we ever stopped to think about what's said here? How while we were sinners, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, but even more than sinners, while we were enemies, Christ died for us, and that we're saved through His blood. Have you ever stopped to think about how the magnitude of that? Are there sins that Christ says, "No, my blood's not going to justify you. You've just done too much. That's too bad." Or enemies that He's going to go to and say, "No, there's no way I'm going to let my blood save you. I don't care what you do. I don't care how much you humble yourself." Is there any of that? No. No matter what your sin, no matter how big of an enemy you were to Christ, if you humble yourself before Him, His blood will wash away your sins. We see that in the writer of this Roman letter. Paul identified himself as a murderer and a blasphemer because of his days in persecuting the church. Yet, as Ananias came to him and told him, "Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins." Christ's blood was powerful enough to wash away even the sins of Saul of Tarsus. Paul writes to the Corinthians in his first letter. And in chapter 6, he makes this list of sins that are out there and how the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. But in verse 11, he says, "But such were some of you." They were guilty of these same sins, of this same unrighteousness. "But such were some of you, but you have been washed, but you have been sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and in the Spirit of our God." The blood of Jesus was powerful enough to wash away their sins. And we could go on and on with example after example, but the point is simple. No matter how grievous you may think your sin is, no matter how strong of an enemy you've been, no matter how arrogant you've been in the face of Christ and fighting Him tooth and nail, if you humble yourself, His blood is powerful enough to wash away your sins. And that demonstrates His love for us because He came to this earth to die on the cross of Calvary for the most grievous sinner, the strongest enemy, anyone who is willing to turn their hearts, to humble their hearts and turn to Him, He loved and was willing to die on the cross for them. And it's that love that we're going to remember in just a few moments. Amen.